I like what I see, my kinky little love. You look so amazing, handcuffed naked in that chair. And it looks like your cock is rock hard in anticipation of what I'm gonna do to you. You're going to love it. Oh, you're going to love it so much. If I didn't have that ball gag in your mouth, I'd ask you what you thought was about to happen. But it's more fun this way. Do you want me to show you, my good boy? Oh, I like the enthusiasm of that nod. Yes, you are really going to end up enjoying this. This is a Hitachi magic wand. I can tell by the look in your eyes you know exactly how this works. Now I'm just gonna press this gently against the underside of your cock and just tease you. I'm going to gauge how it's working by the noises you make. So please, feel free to be as vocal as you need to be as this goes on. The vibrations are going to be so intense and pleasurable, but I'm not gonna let you come. Not until I decide you've earned it. You want to be a good boy and come when I want you to, don't you? Another enthusiastic nod. You are being so compliant today. And while I do this to you, I want you to remember that trip we took together to that conference. You were only supposed to speak the first day, but you thought it'd be fun to spend a little more time away from home, so we booked the room for 3 extra days. I don't know why we brought so many clothes with us since we were naked almost the entire time. I used you in so many exciting ways and did things to you you'd never even thought of before I did them to you. And you loved every minute of it, too. But we were so loud that even the people staying in the room below us complained, so we had to be so much quieter. That's the beauty of ball gags, isn't it? Oh, it seems you're getting really close already. I guess I'm just gonna stop stimulating you for a little bit. But as I was saying, we contorted your body into so many interesting positions. Those yoga classes you take are really paying dividends, as you're so flexible, which makes playing with you so much more fun. I have to admit, I felt really bad for the cleaning staff, though, because we were very thorough. We did unspeakable things almost everywhere in that room. I wish I would have taken a panoramic picture of it so I could gaze at it and remember every last act of passion, lust, and humiliation we committed in that space. It really was a work of erotic art that we created together. I think you're ready for a little bit more of the wand now, though. Wouldn't you agree? I thought that would be your answer. But that last night and day, I wouldn't let you have any form of release. I was just so cruel to you about that. I just teased you and whispered all the dirty things we could be doing that I was denying you. And I made you remember everything we had done that weekend in intimate detail. I wanted you to be hard the entire time. To feel the sweet torment of being on edge, wanting me to fuck you, suck you, do anything to let you come. And when I said that wasn't enough, I'd stroke your crotch with a finger or two, or shove your face between my breasts, and make you feel like you were going to suffocate. Oh, it was so much fun watching you squirm. Speaking of making you squirm, I think you may enjoy having this wand pressed against the base of your cock just behind your balls for a while. Oh! Oh, yes, you are definitely feeling that. Anyway, my good boy, when we were away, as we got ready for bed, I bent over and flashed my pussy and tight little ass at you and let you have a long, lingering look at them right before handcuffing you to the bed and finally allowing you to sleep. I lay my head across your bare chest and let my hair drape over you so you could smell my hair and feel my warmth against you, and let you hear my soft breaths as you drifted off. It was a long night for you, as I'd shift and wake myself up, and your hard cock would just be staring me in the face, so I'd slowly wake you up by jacking you off just a bit, and then stopping as you got close to coming. Which, again, I'm gonna have to do to you right now, since your moaning is telling me you're getting dangerously close to coming right now. So I guess it's time for a little less stimulation again. That's better. There were so many times you could have taken matters into your own hands in secret, but no. You knew that you would be rewarded for your restraint. You just didn't know when. Maybe it'd be in the morning after I had woken you up, and then I'd fuck in the shower. Or maybe I'd make you wait until we got home and continue playing with you for hour after hour in public, finding fun ways to humiliate you along the way. I know how you are. That would have turned you on so much. But that wasn't what I had planned. And I think it's time for the wand again. Your edging is going so well tonight. Anyway, we packed up our things and got ready to leave, and you seemed so disappointed. But I told you I loved you and laughed a little at your situation as we headed towards the elevator, which was empty when we got in. It was a very tall building, so many floors, and we'd been staying near the top of that hotel. So as the doors closed, I got down on my knees, opened your pants, and basically just drove your cock into my mouth and down my throat. The moan you made was so loud, it was music to my ears. I think you were especially turned on that we could get caught at any moment, that the doors would open and everyone would know what we were doing. You came in my mouth in less than 20 seconds, but we weren't done. I then made you get on your knees and open your mouth, and I carefully filled it with your cum and my spit. I told you in a firm voice that you weren't allowed to swallow until I said the word smile, and you just gave me an uncomfortable look, but I could see in your eyes that you were going to be compliant, and it turned me on so much. A few people got on the elevator on a lower floor, and it seemed to take forever for the doors to close again, but soon we were on our way and down on the ground floor. But I made you wait through the lobby and through the checkout process. You couldn't talk, of course, so I had to do it. And knowing what you were going through, I made sure to take my time and be nice and thorough with it, asking so many questions until finally I was satisfied. As we were about to leave, I told you I wanted to take a selfie, and I had you bend down so we'd both be in the picture before I said, in the cheesiest voice I could muster, smile! I waited a second or so, just so I could capture the look on your face. It was everything I had wanted it to be and more. I still have the picture, and I look at it from time to time and giggle to myself. I'll show it to you again later. You looked so embarrassed, but as you pressed your body next to mine, I could feel your erection against the small of my back. I had tormented you and it for a whole day, denied it satisfaction, and it was just looking to make up for lost time. We grabbed a cab waiting outside and told the driver to take us to the airport. I wanted to use you in the back of that cab, make you come again like the man whore you are, but I think the driver would have thrown us out. So I contented myself by whispering in your ear, much like I'm doing right now. I told you everything I wanted to do to you, and suggested sneaking into an airport bathroom stall to do it. But our short flight was taking off soon, so there was no time. And it was a charter flight, so I just kept edging you again and again while no one was looking. But I promised you I'd let you come in my mouth and swallow it myself. Because your semen was mine, I owned it, and I got to decide where it went. Oh, you remember that, don't you? And we both know that's how this is going to end tonight, too. I want you to come in my mouth and down my throat. I want every last drop. And there's gonna be so much. You're so close, aren't you? I think it's time for you to finish, don't you? There's that nod again. Just so much of it. Was it just because of the wand? Or was it remembering that trip, too? I have a feeling it was both. I love you. And I know you love me. We have something so sick and twistedly beautiful together. The more we explore and the more ways I find to toy with you, the deeper our feelings seem to become. We are intertwined now. Your pleasure is my pleasure, and it seems that my pleasure is your pleasure as well. May that always be the case, my good boy.